Beat on Woodruff Road.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, February the 5th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. Looking forward to Tony Morrell. Going to be with us at 8:05 this morning. Tomorrow's signing day, 2.0. So we get with Tony and see what the Gamecocks are thinking about signing day and who they might add to their class. The Gamecocks signed a top 20-ish class in the fall or in December, and we'll see how many more they can add to that coming up. We'll get with Tony about that right around the corner. Also, some junior stuff from him. We will be at George Coleman Ford tomorrow. I know I will. I think Walt will. There's our two shows tomorrow for the second part of National Signing Day. So come out and see us. Shouldn't be a whole lot going on, but we'll tell you about what to expect. And but we'd love to have you out anyway. Always cars. Always a lot going on as far as cars go. As far as today's show, I got several topics to get to. Kind of a topic Tuesday. News from last night, Louisville gets a really, really good win. 16th-ranked Louisville went to 11th-ranked Virginia Tech last night in Blacksburg and won 72-64. That makes Louisville now 17-6, 8-2 in the ACC. Virginia Tech falls to 18-4, 7-3 in the conference. 17th-ranked Iowa State went to Oklahoma and won 75-74. Iowa State now 18-5, 7-3 in the league. Oklahoma 15-8, 3-7 in conference play. And 18th-ranked Texas Tech down West Virginia. The Red Raiders won 81-50. They are 18-5, 6-4 in the league. But West Virginia, terrible year. 10-13, 2-8 in the Big 12. We have, I always have to check the SEC to make sure. SEC football, you don't have to check. SEC basketball, you have to check. Nothing there. Now, as far as the next few nights, South Carolina goes to Kentucky tonight. Fifth-ranked Kentucky climbing. Kentucky's playing really, really well. Missouri goes to Tennessee. Vanderbilt goes to Arkansas. And Florida goes to Auburn in tonight's action. Gamecocks need a win bad. Tonight, ACC Boston College at Duke, Pittsburgh at Wake Forest, NC State at North Carolina, and Florida State in a win situation. Not really must win, but really need a win. They go to Syracuse tonight. Other top 25 action. Michigan State coming off a loss goes to Illinois tonight. Michigan goes to Rutgers. Let's see here. St. John's goes to 10th-ranked Marquette and 13th-ranked Kansas. In-state battle. Pretty big game really goes to Kansas State. We have news of a Clemson graduate assistant taking a very good Power 5 coaching job. Have you seen this, Mr. 24? Xavier Dye, a wide receiver GA, is going to be the new wide receiver coach under Troy Brown at West Virginia. So that's a good first coaching job Really good stuff there. A report says that the University of Arizona's basketball program appears to be the latest subject of the NCAA scrutiny as the college basketball corruption case heads towards the upcoming trial. Linked to the Wildcat program. According to a report Monday at Yahoo Sports, the Arizona program is one of several tied to the case. The former NCAA inquiries have been related to the federal scandal. The NCAA reportedly asked to hold off on commencing formal investigations related to the case until they went to trial. Arizona is a big part of this. Last year, ESPN reported that Miller discussed a $100,000 payment to DeAndre Ayton, who would commit to the program. Miller had a strong denial about that. But Arizona, along with Louisville, Kansas, Southern Cal, NC State, Oregon, Oklahoma State, DePaul, LSU, Auburn, South Carolina, and Creighton were the ones mentioned at one point in time by the FBI case. They're going back to the case again. They're going back to, they reported on Monday that they're going back to trial here pretty soon again for the second part of this big trial. Also, let's get into today a little bit. I have one request as far as sports go. I'll get to that in maybe in the third segment. I want to go into the American Alliance of Football and kind of draft a team here and kind of pull for a team. We're going to do that today, Zach. I know you're excited about that. Looking forward to that. I have a Manny Machado thought, a Bryce Harper thought, and I have a thought about the calendar coming up in sports and some things to look forward to there. 22 days away from Clemson open up spring practice. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Or24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the unofficial commissioner of the AAF and the host of segment two, Mr. Zach Orr. Yabo!
Morning, Mickey. How you doing?
Great. You're really looking forward to this AAF stuff.
I don't know if people back at home could hear me roll my eyes, but I did.
Oh, man. You did it. I don't know why.
And it was loud.
I don't know why. This is going to be pretty fun. Let's just try to do it, man. Let's just try to get into it a little bit. Let's pick one team. We can do it on who the coach is, who the players are, where it is, or what the uniforms look like. I prefer uniforms. That's the most important thing anyway. And it's kind of just adopt a team. Let's really get into it. We'll do the cheers.
Maybe you and Tony can do that during your little segment today.
No. What else you gonna do this spring? Your Devils suck.
I'm gonna watch hockey.
Yeah, but the Devils are terrible.
And I'm gonna watch the Yankees get off to a hot start.
Right, pitchers and catchers report next 2 weeks.
And I'll be doing every Clemson basketball game, or baseball game and basketball game. So we'll get to Clemson baseball.
I'll have
plenty to do.
Yeah, we'll get to Clemson baseball.
I'll be plenty busy.
Yeah, but we'll do a little bit of that. Hey, by the way, let me check and see. You know Manchester United, my soccer team, is in Fuego right now, huh?
Didn't they drop one?
No, they won this weekend, 1-0.
Recently.
Over Leicester. No, they were 9-0-1. They tied one with Burnley. But we're 9-0-1 under Ollie. Which is great. So that's one thing. Let me check the NHL and see how my Montreal Canadiens.
We didn't talk about the Devils beating the Canadiens in overtime over this past weekend.
No, you missed that opportunity to do that. We are 1-2. Boy, the Lightning are good, huh? We are, my gracious, the Lightning, really, really, really good. 1-2-3. We're fourth in the Eastern Conference. It's not bad. Be home ice advantage in the first round of playoffs right now.
Hey, man, congratulations. Enjoy it.
And you guys are next to last in the Eastern Conference.
Hey, but we're not last.
Thank goodness for the Ottawa Senators.
We're not last. We have $22 million on the IR right now. Mm. Things are not great.
Mm. But when it rains, it pours.
We keep on keeping on.
Yeah. What's going on in your world?
Oh, not too much.
You had Tiger calls last night.
We did have Tiger calls last night.
All right. I did not get a chance to listen, so I need a full rundown. If there is one or two takes from last night, I need mood, I need calls, I need a two-game winning streak now. I need news, notes, items. What do I need?
There's certainly a sense of renewed optimism,
right?
Which is refreshing to see from the fan base.
Right.
We had a good number of calls last night for Coach Brunell, and it was, you know, pretty much following the same kind of stuff. The, you know, we're excited to see the team win. Let's keep it going. We're behind you, coach. Go Tigers. Hang up the phone.
Right.
That kind of stuff. He had a buddy call in, kind of busted on him a little bit. That was fun. And enjoyed that. And other than that, it was a typical Tiger calls.
Tigers go to Georgia Tech tomorrow night.
They do. They do. He describes it as a street fight when those two get together.
Yeah. If you need tickets, you know who you can call.
The Tech ticket office?
Yes. You can call us tomorrow and go there. I have been to Tech on two occasions now for Clemson Tech basketball.
Yep.
It's funny how we got all the football road games. Basketball's kind of tough. Really, I've been to Georgia, South Carolina, Georgia Tech, Wake Forest. Never been to North Carolina, never been to NC State. Never been, you know, you think you go to some of those, but we didn't. Didn't go to any of those. And, so we got that coming up. Certainly looking forward to that.
What'd you do yesterday?
I did a couple things yesterday. Number one, I was hung around here for the longest time.
Well, yeah, I had to hang around here too because you took my keys yesterday.
That was not the case.
That is the case.
Well, I didn't take them.
You didn't not take them.
I just kind of just rearranged them for you. Yeah. So we did that. I was here, had a nice lunch with a couple of buddies yesterday.
What was it special?
Well, they're closed on Monday, so.
You went somewhere else.
Yeah, I went somewhere else. And I had nice calzone.
Calzone for lunch?
Yeah, calzone, paisan. So that was good. And then went to, hit a few balls yesterday, and then went and helped a buddy out who needed to do some stuff with the local charity. So I did that a little bit yesterday. That was nice. And then my wife and I came home, walked our awesome dog, Marley, and then we went to a nice dinner downtown last night, had a good time there, and went to bed very, very early last night. What time was Tiger Calls?
7 o'clock.
7 to 8?
Yep.
I would have been up just to the end of Tiger Calls.
You're getting way too old.
8:30 last night for bed, though. You know I'm in this best mood right now. I think I'm right by saying this, Mr. Or24. I don't get in bad moods because of bad weather, unless it's just a continued thing there. But whenever we have really good weather, it puts me in a great mood. 74 degrees today.
You get in bad moods when
you rest my rearview mirror.
There's no doubt about it. I didn't touch your rearview mirror.
My side mirror.
A lot of holes in your
story
so far.
Side mirror right there. 74 degrees today. 68. About a 30% chance of rain tomorrow. And then 74 on Thursday, 63 on Friday.
Next time it's like 55, you'd be like, oh boy, I don't know how you deal with this. You can have it. You can have it.
We're not going to be 55 very much. On Sunday, it's going to be 48. Now, again, they don't
boy.
I love this, Zach. 74, 68, 74, 63, 53, 48, and then 58, 61, 57, 58, 60, 61, 63, 63, 60. We're not done with it yet. That just gets through February 19th. We're not done with it yet. But looks pretty good, pal. We're still had some bad days in March.
So you're going to go play a little golf in the next couple
of
days.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. That and wait on a baby.
Might as well get it in before the baby comes.
Yeah, I'm going to play during, when the baby gets here, too. But fact of the matter is that...
fact of the matter is not as much as you probably want to.
No, I think I'd want to spend time with the baby rather than playing golf.
I get that.
So I'm going to play as much as I want to play.
But this is the start of your busy season when it comes to golf.
Yeah, almost a couple this year.
And you've been accustomed to playing a lot more than you're going to end up playing.
Remember when Chris Rock said, how about what I'm accustomed to, Your Honor?
Yeah.
we'll be fine with that. Basically, though, when you're 38 weeks pregnant today, basically your entire life is just sitting around waiting. Like, all right.
Is she still going to work?
Yes.
Why?
Because she's a toughie. She's a tough cookie. She has a job to do. They've hired her to do her job, so she shows up and does her job every day. But we're right there, bud. I think it's going to happen like this week or next week.
Oh.
I think we'll have a baby in the next 7 days. How about that?
So this week.
Yeah, which means this. Well, or early next week. This weekend, early next week. Which means this, buddy. It's like your entire life, like you're just waiting. You know, especially with your first one. If you had a second one, like, yeah, so you got to take the kids to school. This first one, like, yeah, we're kind of just waiting around to see the little boy gets here, you know?
What are you going all the way up to TR tomorrow if she goes into
I don't know. They tell me to go, and I go. Because we got two people to sign tomorrow, so. I was supposed to have... I had an appointment yesterday. I had to cancel it over in Greenville.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't want to be too far, man, you know?
Oh, boy.
I'm supposed to play Augusta National today. I can't. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Can't do it, though, because
we'd be doing CBS radio.
Hey, Mayor, hold on.
Mayor, squeeze it. It'll be all right.
Just breathe, Mayor. It'll be all right. No, we're looking forward to that. What's on tap for segment number two?
We've seen a lot of this DeAndre Francois news, and I don't want to talk about what he's alleged to have been done or not have done, whatever it is. I'm kind of curious where his dismissal leaves Florida State as a program. We're kind of take a look at their schedule and their depth and where they are going forward. Because
you know what? I like this.
They are, historically speaking, the biggest rival in the ACC for Clemson, and I think it's worth taking a look at.
I think that's your best, because it's not obvious. It's not like the Monday after the Super Bowl, so we're going to start this.
Yeah.
I like it. So I think that's great. I'm looking forward to it.
We're going
to
do that.
Yeah, I think that's your best work yet.
Well, the best is yet to come, as is said around here a couple of times.
I believe that. You believe that?
Oh, yeah.
You believe that in your life, too, right?
Yeah. You know what? Funny enough, I actually quoted that to someone outside of the program.
Really?
Someone that lives in D.C. And she was going through a tough time. And, like, it just came to me. Like, I was trying to like, help her out through it. I was like, hey, the best is yet to come. You got to believe that. Live your life that way. Well, and it helped her. It legitimately helped. And I was like, Dabo, dang it.
You got Dabo'd in there. That's good, man. Yep. So, look, it's always good to have a little more Dabo in your life.
Sure,
I agree
sure.
on all that. I'm selfish because I always talk about Drake all the time. How about your wedding coming up, man? It's right around the corner.
I mean, it's not really around the corner. It's
5 months.
You can see the corner.
Yeah, 5 months.
Yeah, July.
Nervous?
No.
Excited?
Yeah.
Good. Glad to hear it. I need to get with Kristen.
We'll get there eventually.
I need to get with Kristen, give her some advice on this whole thing, how this works. Because I share life with you for 3 hours a day. She's going to share it for 24 hours a day. I got some advice for this one. Mainly guard your side view mirrors.
Remind me to tell you a story off the air.
Okay. You can't do it on the air?
100% no.
Really?
100% no.
Bro, why, man? What kind of life you live over there? Some sort of secret life you can't tell the whole world about?
Secret life, can't do it.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. Segment two. Florida State football. I like that right there. As a matter of fact, we're going to start getting some guests on here from other schools as spring practice, as teams start for spring practice. We're going to do this. It's going to be in a couple more weeks now, but looking forward to that. Hey, our friends at Priority One want you to know that they would love to come in and just quote you and see if they can help you out and see if they can do anything for you as far as your primary your residence and residential security. You know, now family, Zach, is very important for you. Family, you want to protect your family, protect your home. You can do this. They have great products: the video alarm system, the Total Control app service, the Ring doorbell service. That app service, man, it's nice because you get to see everything there. You get to look on your phone and see all your cameras, and it's really cool to see. The 90-day limited warranty, the satisfaction guarantee, the no-faults alarm guarantee that they have. Headquartered right here in the upstate of South Carolina. We're lucky to have them. Protect your family. It's nice getting a text message that said, Meredith has secured the compound. She secured the mansion. No, it doesn't say it, but she secured the property again. So it's nice to know when she's home and everything is safe and the alarm's back on again. Really cool stuff there. To find out more, it's Priority One Security. It's PriorityOneSecurity.com. We'll come back. We'll do some tomahawk chopping in segment two with Zach Orr.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mind Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get more done. Like the AutoZone Rewards Program. Sign up is free, and members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. And if your headlights need to be replaced, now's the time to do the job. New headlights help boost visibility, which means you'll be driving safer, even in the toughest conditions. For all things headlights, head to AutoZone. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
If you're looking for a great passenger car tire or great all-terrain for your truck, look no farther than Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley. Yokohama Ascend GT and the Yokohama Geolander AT G015, the Ascend GT carries a 65,000-mile limited tread life warranty with a smooth and quiet ride. The Geolander AT G015 is perfect for the highway and off-road when it's required. Give Steve's Tire and Service a call at 859-1361 or online at stscnow.com.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Got a great deal going on right now. Carolina Heating Service. You know, the friends at Carolina Heating Service, they're committed to giving you the highest value when it comes to the heating and air conditioning solutions that you might have. And those can be vast. Those can be big or small. Let them service you. Let them talk to you about your heating and air conditioning. What they do is they do it with the right products. Top-of-the-line products across the line. They do it with some very highly trained employees. Now, those are the really backbone of the company there. Those are the ones that that really make this thing run, these employees that continue to get certified, Nate certified. You're going to love that. Their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. They strive for that every day. Above all else, they're going to do the right thing with honesty, integrity, and passion and caring. Now, here's what I'm talking about. Here's the big deal. Get a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. You heard me right. Free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system for an estimate for a limited time only. Call Carolina Heating with this inquiry at 864-707-0924. 864-707-0924 or online at carolinaheating.com. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
The Florida State Seminoles, Mickey Plyler. I feel like it's time to talk about their future going forward under Willie Taggart. Yes, please hit him with a chop. Of course, in the last couple of days, some news out of Tallahassee, the state capital of Florida, with DeAndre Francois being dismissed from the program and all kinds of crazy allegations being thrown around down there in Tallahassee and then being refuted in the last 24 hours. I don't know if you saw that Twitter post.
With
The diamond woman?
Yes. Yeah,
she refuted yesterday. No. Oh. She refuted everything that she posted, saying she was the one making the noises in the background and all this stuff, and he didn't actually hit her and all these things, and it was...
But she said, hit me in my face again.
Yeah. But then she went back on and posted a whole thing saying that was a lie, essentially. So I don't know what to believe.
Just let me get this straight, though.
But that's not what we're talking about, but we'll do this quickly. Go ahead.
You hit someone in the face... But you say, hit me in the face again. And then you hit someone in the face and say, hit me in the face again.
Yeah. That's correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
You know, I don't understand. Never mind. I'm about to get in trouble. I'm about to get in big time trouble with that one.
Thank you.
I was about to get in major big time trouble with that one.
I appreciate you reeling it in there.
Yeah.
Florida State's quarterback situation is as follows right now. With Justin Blackman, I believe he has officially withdrawn his name from the transfer portal. Please correct me if
from
I'm wrong.
From what now?
Excuse me. Yes. He has withdrawn his name from the
transfer portal.
Thank you for coming. Appreciate that. So he is the leader in the clubhouse, and he will be your starter next season for the Florida State Seminoles. He will be backed up by, as I see it, four different freshmen, Nolan McDonald, Bailey Hockman, Bo.
Bailey Hockman transferred out.
Bailey's gone. Bo Felicio. Is that how you pronounce the last name? And Alex Elasami. Gotta love it. Not a lot of depth in the quarterback room at this point in time. Justin Blackman and his string being the Sikh is going to be on full display for Florida State next season as they open up the season against Boise State. They have tough games at Clemson and then at Florida. Otherwise, a relatively easy schedule for the Florida State Seminoles. What are you looking at for Florida State as in regards to the 2019 season? Coming off of a 5-7 year where you finished fifth in the ACC. Atlantic.
It was a bad year.
Wasn't great.
Schedule-wise, Boise State, Louisiana Monroe at Virginia, Louisville, NC State at Clemson, Wake, Syracuse, Miami, Boston College, Alabama State at Florida. Schedule-wise is okay. Let me look at some stats from some guys from last year. Make sure we're doing this because I like this subject here. Last year, Blackman, 33 of 51, 510 yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 pick. I actually had a much higher percentage, had 7% completion percentage higher than DeAndre Francois. I like Blackman. I think he's a tough kid despite how small he is.
He doesn't scare you, though.
No, he doesn't scare you by any stretch. Francois didn't scare you either.
I think you respected Francois more, didn't you, from what he could do at the quarterback position?
No, because Blackman showed some toughness. Well, Francois showed toughness, too.
I mean,
Diamond hit him in the face, and he stood up to that.
And then we saw him against Alabama play with all kinds of injuries.
Cam Akers did not transfer out, 161 for 706 and 6 touchdowns.
Bust.
Hard to say bust because he didn't have any offensive linemen. Jacques Patrick is gone, but what an overrated deal he was. I remember I had a fight on Tiger Net with a guy about Jacques Patrick. He's just overrated.
You were saying he was overrated?
Yeah, he did nothing in his career. The guy that watched there is Kalen LeBourn.
Why is that?
Redshirt freshman guy that he's a talented guy. I think you'd watch out for him a little bit. The problem, one of the biggest problems there has been wide receivers. Nyquan Murray is gone. They did have their second leading receiver is Terry, who is was a redshirt freshman last year, 35 catches, 744 yards, and 8 touchdowns. Keith Gavin will be a senior this year. Nothing to see there, really. 26 catches. Nothing to see there. Not very good there. Offensive line's just terrible. The offense is bad. Make no mistake about that. Now, let me see if I'm right by saying this. On the defensive side of things, DeMarcus Christmas gone. Marvin Wilson comes back. He's a talented player. Josh Kando comes back. He's a talented player. Jaden Woodby is a 5-star talented player. They've got some talent on defense. Stanford Samuels is talented. He's small. Nasir Al-Din is a talented guy. Asante Samuel Jr. is a talented guy, but they're really small back there in the secondary. Brian Burns turned pro, so he's gone. He was our best defensive lineman. I think defense could be okay. Defense coordinator was terrible last year, a guy from Michigan State. I'll be honest with you. I just don't expect a whole lot. Recruiting hadn't gone great. I think they have a major culture issue there. They have playmakers on offense. The offensive line doesn't give them a chance to do anything. And I think they just have some major issues as far as the character and the team aspect of it. They just had some bad losses last year. Virginia Tech, remember that opening game, they beat them 24-3 in Tallahassee? They struggled with Samford. Syracuse beat them 30-7. Beat Northern Illinois, beat Louisville late. Remember that? scored very late. Actually got lucky to win that one. Had a big lead against Miami and lost that one. Did beat Wake Forest. Clemson beat them 59-10. NC State beat them by 19 points. Notre Dame beat them by 29 points. Did beat Boston College by one. That was with Dylan Hurt. And then Florida beat them 41-14. I'll be honest with you. That's the worst season I've ever seen on Florida State, not even close. What was their best game last year, Zay? Their wins, again, come from behind win against Samford. Beat Northern Illinois, had a late win against Louisville. I guess Wake Forest, maybe. And then beat Boston College by one without A.J. Dillon. What was their best win? Wake Forest?
I would assume so. They're a 5-7 team. They weren't a good team last year.
It's not just 5-7. It's how bad the 5-7. You could say first year. Let me put it like this. If they don't get blown out by Virginia Tech, Syracuse, blow the lead against Miami, get crushed 59-10 against Clemson, lose by 19, NC State 29 to Notre Dame, then lose by 27 to your arch rival. If any of those things go right in there, you can say, 5-7, but it was just year one of Taggart. They're getting used to a new system. That was awful. Now, I think Jimbo deserves some blame, right? You agree with that?
Of course. But still some of his guys.
But if Jimbo's a coach here last year, where do they go?
Not 5-7.
Give me a guess.
I think you probably flip that 7-5.
I'd go 8-4 maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in that same range. It's a series of embarrassment after embarrassment after embarrassment. What was their worst game last year?
Clemson.
You say that, 49 points a lot. But, man, Syracuse beat them 30-7.
Sure.
Virginia Tech beat them at home 24-3. Virginia Tech was terrible last year.
You went down there to Tallahassee. There was metal all over the place. You could lay down.
That's the thing, man.
You could hang out, bring the barbecue in.
That's the thing.
Put some brats on, whatever you want.
It's not just 5-7. Bill Parcells said it's you are what your record is. And I get that a little bit. But it's not just that. It's how the 5-7 looked and what the energy is around the place. Taggart, I don't know. I remember we said going in last year is too early to blame Taggart too much, and it's too early to say he can't win there.
Yep.
I'm inching closer towards that. Because there was nothing. A lot of times the first-year coaches take over in the first game, and you go, man, 24-3 against Virginia Tech, that was bad. You remember the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could say at the end of the game, man, we only had 12 first downs. We looked awful in the process. We didn't look good. But let's improve as the year goes on. Well, Zach, they didn't improve as the year went on. There was no – they looked bad in September – in October and November. This team didn't show any improvements. The offensive play call, of course, what do you do with the offensive line? Now they go out and they get Kendall Briles. I guess is that a bright spot?
A Briles is a bright spot in college football?
Kendall Briles.
It doesn't matter his first name. His last name is Briles right now.
But is that
his
bright
dad
spot?
Just got a his dad just got a job.
Southern Miss?
Mm-hmm.
Offensive coordinator?
Mm-hmm.
How do you hire him?
I have no idea.
Anyway, I'll get back to that in a minute. All right, if you're a Florida State fan, where's your hope?
If you're a Florida State fan, your hope is in the schedule this year.
Could do a little win game.
The hope is in the schedule. You would hope you can beat Boise State. You would hope you can beat UL Monroe.
Yeah.
You'd hope you can go to Virginia. Tough. Tougher than it has been in years past.
You believe that? Or?
But you hope you can get there.
Yeah.
Louisville should be a win. NC State loses everything.
Yeah.
Should be a win. I don't think you're going to beat Clemson this year.
No.
You could beat Wake on the road.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can beat a Syracuse team that is retooling after losing Eric Dungy.
Yeah.
Miami is probably going to be a win in the first-year head coach and Manny.
I don't know about that.
At Boston College, could be a loss, maybe a win. That's a 50-50 shot.
Last time we got destroyed.
Alabama State's a win, yeah. And then at Florida's probably a loss. But you're looking at a 4, maybe even a 5-win improvement in that schedule.
What does he have to go this year to not be retained?
To not be retained after 2 seasons?
Mm-hmm.
He'd have to go like 3-9, 2-10, which I just don't see the schedule.
Quick win game for him, ready?
Yeah.
Boston, Boise State at neutral site in Orlando.
I think it's a win to start the first 2 games of the season.
Not me. Loss. Louisiana Monroe?
Win.
At Virginia?
Win.
I'm going loss there. Louisville at home?
Win.
NC State at home?
Win.
At Clemson?
Loss.
At Wake Forest?
Win.
Syracuse at home?
Win.
Miami at home?
Win.
Not me. Loss. So you've got them.
I got them at 8-1 right now.
At Boston College?
Loss.
Alabama State?
Win.
At Florida?
So I have them at what?
You got them at 9-3.
9-3.
I've got them at 6-6.
That's a huge difference.
Man. I just don't have any hope at all.
There's still a bunch of talent on that roster.
There is?
Is there not?
No.
You don't think there's any talent though?
No. Man?
They're gone.
I don't see a lot of talent. I see a bad culture. I don't see a lot of talent. And I see a head coach that does not have a very good staff around him. And I don't think he can make a ton of changes on his staff. I think he's pressured into not making a whole lot of changes. With that being said, if you're Florida State, I'm going to give you advice right now. Cut bait after year 2. Just cut the line and start all over. Rebuild, start all over. Because it's not going to get any better. That's hard to believe they could be that bad. It's hard to believe that going into...
Cut bait.
I mean, just it. Cut the line now and just start all over. They have lost 4 of their last 5.
What did they pay to get him from Oregon?
If they paid more than 2 pair of Nikes, they paid too much. I don't know. That's awful, man. That's just awful. Final thoughts on Florida State.
It's a program to keep an eye on as the summer opens up, spring practice opens up, and we'll see. Are they going to do anything recruiting-wise tomorrow?
They have, right now, the nation's 13th rated recruiting class.
That's decent.
Yeah. They're going to lose one of those, by the way, to Alabama.
They are.
Yeah. He's going to Fuller is a commitment. Quashawn Fuller, 4-star defensive end out of Lehigh Acres, Florida, is going to back out and sign with Alabama. He's committed to them. He's going to sign with Alabama. It's not good, man. This is nothing like what Florida State used to recruit like. They don't look anything like. I got to tell you, Zach, I was in that building this year, man, and I'd never seen that before. Normally, you go down there. You've been down there.
Yeah.
And
impressive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anymore. It's depressing. No. Never seen it like it is. And I don't, again, do you trust Willie Taggart to lead you out of the tough times?
And that trust is going to be tested this year, especially if they struggle with Boise in the opener.
You know this. You know that it's going to take great leadership to lead them out of this hole.
Do I think Willie Taggart's a great leader? Remains to be seen. Great leaders stick around, right?
Yeah. He's going to stick around. But they're not going to let him stick around.
Has he stuck around in his career?
No, but that's because he's gotten better jobs. He's fallen forward. He's not leaving Florida State for a better job. This is the best job he'll ever have. And he walked into a tough deal.
Is Oregon a worse program today than Florida State?
No. Okay. But Oregon's better off with Cristobal than they were with Taggart. But Florida State's a better job than Oregon. And it's just not good, man. It's just not good at all. And I'll reserve the right to change my mind if I see it, but there's nothing I saw in the first year and a half of Willie Taggart that I trust that he will be able to get them out of this right now.
See what that spring game attendance looks like, and then you'll see the
Well, they'll have a big concert down there, and then, you know,
do all coaching staff.
Yeah. I just don't see it at all.
We need to do a concert here.
Maroon 5. Short break. We'll come back. Looking forward to hearing from you. Donnie Patterson, Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, 859-8289, 864-859-8289. If you live in the upstate, you know where the Patterson's Tax Service is. It's right there in Easley. You've been there. You know exactly where it is. Right beside Easley High School. Right beside old Bryce Field right there. If you don't live in this area, let me tell you how this thing works now. You can scan all your documents and email them. Anything that they need, you can scan it, all this kind of stuff. You can email them anything. You can call them. You can fax them. You can send anything over. I've faxed stuff before. I've scanned stuff and emailed it to them before. So no matter where you hear my voice right now, they can do your taxes. We got a lot of listeners all over the country. I'm amazed by what's happening on our app and on our online stuff. I will tell you this. Give them a try once. You're going to love the Patterson's Tax Service. To find out how, if you're outside the area, how to mail. I'm not telling you how to mail, but the mailing address or the how it works as far as scanning and faxing and how that works for them. Find out. Call 864-859-8289. 864-859-8289. I have a very important text message to answer. And then Boogie and Wade, you guys, hang on. Coming straight to you more right after this.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG-003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Has your extra bedroom turned into a junk room? Is your garage packed and cluttered? Specializing in junk removal and cleanouts, Absolute Waste Management is there to help. They handle the tough stuff like lifting, loading, and dumping. All you have to do is make the call. They do the rest. Call or text 864-266-7131 for a free estimate today. Make the call, schedule an appointment, and say bye to the junk. It's that easy. 864-266-7131.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Quack, what are your plans?
Well, Kelly, you know I'm new at this, so I'm probably going to go with a card or a gift certificate. Does that sound good?
Quack, you have to go with Sherry's Berries. Dipped in milk, dark, or white chocolatey goodness for any discerning palate, she'll fall in love with every bite. Topped with decadent toppings, chocolate chips, heart, and glitter sprinkles. Always fresh, always tasty, and always worth the wait. The perfect companion to a candlelit dinner, a bouquet of flowers, or a night on the town. It's Valentine's Day made easy. They arrive fresh with a 100% Sherry's Berries guarantee. Ship anywhere nationally. Give sweet somethings to your long-distance love or, in your case, Quack, right here.
Well, Kelly, that sounds like a great idea. And now you can send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now and make this Valentine's really special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and enter my code OOB at checkout. That's BERRIES.com. Click the microphone. Order today.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Dudes!
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My friends at Roosters, the American style cultural icon of the early 19th century to the late 1960s, is back. It's the barbershop, and it's back for generations that missed it now. You get a place to relax, a place to enjoy great conversations, get a fine haircut and a classic shave. Over time, you built relationships. You did this in your hometown, Branchville, New Jersey, Mr. Ward 24. You had a barber all your life.
I did.
They closed down and got passed away or something?
Just retired.
Just retired. Okay.
Don't kill Joe the barber, please.
Going to the great barber shop in the sky. Now they're back now, but with a little modern touch. The ladies over at Roosters want to help you out. Look better, feel better, smell better. The classic touches of the American Barbershop are now back. Treat yourself, guys. Do yourself a favor. I know you work late. You take care of the kids. Do yourself a favor. Your lady will notice how much better you look. Straight razor shaves. Straight razor on the back of the neck shaves. Head massage and hot towel treatment. You're going to love Roosters. RoostersMGC.com. That's Roosters Men's Grooming Center. RoostersMGC.com. 884-8920. 884-8920. Mr. Orr 24, I had a text message, if I could find it on here, from over in Liberty. Blake in Liberty asked the question, "Hey, Mickey, why did Clemson recruiting slide back this year? It seems it would have been improved winning the national championship." Blake in Liberty. Well, two things, Blake. Number one, national championship stuff, all the class is done before the national championship. These guys committed. You'll see a bigger jump this year in the national championship because of that than last year. As a matter of fact, going back to it, the year after they won the national championship in 2016, that next class, they went from the sixth ranked class and the fourth ranked class the 2 years before that to number six, to number 22. The last 2 years, or the last year, they were number eight. This year, they're number eight. So, Blake, I don't know where the misconception comes in about the recruiting class sliding, but, Zach, if last year you're number eight in Rivals, this is Rivals.com.
Huge slide.
And this year number eight, where's the slide?
Big slide. You don't understand.
Way down the slide. Maxwell. So they don't, there's nothing, there is no slide. Last year number eight, this year number eight.
Also, Clemson had not won the national championship by the time the early signing period had happened.
Right, and all those guys were already wrapped up long before then.
So,
a little misconception there. Now, I'll tell you this. I'd be surprised if next year's not an improvement on number eight.
I would be disappointed shocked if it wasn't.
Because as Strelo has hinted, but we will go even farther, Clemson will sign its greatest recruiting class in the modern Rivals era.
Are we going to get a Paul Strelo sighting this week?
Yes.
Is he going to be crying about Everton?
No.
A lot to cry about there, I'll tell you that much.
No, he'll be back.
A lot to cry about there.
He'll be back. To our phone lines, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Boogie's been hanging on forever. Hey, good morning to Boogie. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, Mickey, I want to tell Mr. Orr 24 what a great job he did on the Florida State segment. I mean, that was awesome. I mean, He hit the nail on the head with everything. So, hey, great job, guys. And I like to hear, you know, about our rivals as well, you know, and what they're doing. But I got a couple of quick questions, Mickey. First is, you guys spurred this first question by going to Florida State, doing that segment. But the first question is, when you hear Jimbo Fisher talk, don't he sound like a banjo to you? I mean, he does. Next time you hear an interview, listen to him talk and say banjo over and over in your mind. And he sounds just like Hillbilly Mountain music coming out of his mouth.
He it's looks like
uncanny how similar.
He looks like I don't know. The hair's got a little. Of course, his hair's filling in now. He had a little Ernest T. Bass in him for a little bit with that hair. Or one of those Andy Taylor, yeah, or Andy Griffith characters up this way. But, yeah, I'll have to remember. Now, I'll tell you this. My buddy does this. My buddy, whenever he says we need subtitles whenever Jimbo speaks. But,
yeah,
good stuff. Very good stuff.
Yeah, but the real question is, Mickey, I've been out of the loop for a couple of days now, so wasn't impressed with the Super Bowl or anything like that, so there was no sense in calling in. But Jurion Ealy, I know he had a trip to Ole Miss. I know he had a late one to Alabama. Hadn't heard much on him. I mean, what is the latest with him, and what are you thinking for tomorrow?
Well, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks, Jerry, for calling in. Two things. One, he's been pretty doggone quiet post-victory, post-Alabama trip. So we don't know a whole lot about that yet. Two, I think he's known where he's going for quite some time now. I think he's just playing a little bit. And the second part of this, the big second part of this is, we just don't know if it's going to be baseball or if it's going to be football. So we don't know that. It's hard to get too excited if Clemson or Ole Miss or Alabama, whoever signs in tomorrow, because you've got the Major League Baseball draft coming up. So be very, very, very careful with all that. My gut right now, I don't know. I think it's more, and what I'm reading now is it's more Clemson and Ole Miss than it is Clemson and Alabama. So we'll see. I'll check in with Strelo maybe off the air and see what he's saying here as of late. Chad is in Columbia, South Carolina as well. First two callers from our state capital. Good morning, Chad. Thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
Doing good. Mick, Boogie made a good point about something I was thinking about. He called FSU a rival. Mick, you know, it's almost gotten to the point where we're so good in football now that we don't have rivals. Like, I mean, think about it. Like, I mean, I'm not calling in talk trash to Gamecock fans. I mean, there's nothing to say. You know what I'm saying? It's like they don't call in. Florida State fans don't call in. You know what I'm saying? It's like Dabo's literally burying our rivals. I mean, and that's not even me talking trash. It's like it's almost a negative. Like, you know, I grew up in the state, you know, lived here my whole life, every day talking trash to Gamecock fans back and forth, 365 football season. And Mick, in the last year or two, really since our first national title in 16 under Dabo, that's been dead. Like, Dabo's literally buried them. And so, I mean, you know, when Boogie said rival to FSU, I mean, I guess, but, I mean, are they anymore?
They are, but they aren't.
You're going to go down in March probably to play in the Players golf tournament, right? Historically, you probably wear a Clemson hat. You hear a little back and forth. They want to talk recruiting with you, I'm sure, blah, blah, blah. Do they say anything to you anymore?
No.
I mean, anybody even want to talk football?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's almost like, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's almost like Dabo made it not fun to be have a rival because we don't have them.
But I don't know.
I
think it's pretty fun.
Go ahead.
I think it's pretty fun.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, but I guess it goes both ways. Hey, but, man, this is what I was thinking about. Is Chase Bryce the best possible quarterback we could have as a second stringer to Trevor? And what I mean by that is, with this whole transfer portal stuff, I mean, I know y'all got that funny little jingle, you know, that y'all do with it. But, I mean, seriously, are college coaching staffs going to start recruiting kids like Tucker Israel or, you know, guys that are like maybe high two-star, mid-three-star guys just to fill out, you know, a depth chart if you have a proven stud like a Trevor, just so if something happens to him, you have a backup? Because, Mick, I mean, if you recruit a bunch of four and fives and, you know, one of them beats them out like FSU and you have one, you know, quarterback, scholarship quarterback, I mean, you're dead. So is that going to change quarterback recruiting now that transfers are that prevalent? And wanted to get your thoughts on that. And is Chase Bryce the best possible backup we could have? Because, Mick, I would argue he probably is. And because, you know, he could probably start at a lot of, you know, Power Five schools, especially as a sophomore, redshirt sophomore, or junior. And, you know, the fact that if he stays, I can't think of a better scenario for Clemson, you know, quarterback room, because you're not seeing that other places. I mean, you're seeing kids, you know, unwilling to even go if they have a young starter, freshman or sophomore. And then, you know, if they do win the job, they transfer like what happened to FSU this year. Want to get your thoughts on that, and I'll hand bless.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. Maybe the best point he's ever made. And I'm going to run out of time before the top of the hour to touch on this. But, yeah, and especially if he stays, you know, hanging around this, you know, really for the most part, he's a four-star kid, and he's a very talented player. But, Zach, think about this. It's a good point. If you sign 2 5-stars, Hunter Johnson's not going to hang around and watch Trevor Lawrence play football. Fields is not going to hang around and watch
Fromm
play football. So almost now with recruiting, you got to stagger your classes or something, or you got to sign a 5-star and a 3-star and just tell the 3-star, hey, man, look, this guy's probably going to be our guy, but if you want to come here, we'd love to have you. And just, you know what I'm saying? Like the Tucker Israel fact, you got to have a backup quarterback kind of thing.
The Tyshawn Pumachain, whatever, how you pronounce his last name.
Yeah.
That kid.
Well, but I mean, if he thinks he's better and DJ Uiagalelei comes in, Tyshawn, who's going to say the kid's going to hang around?
Sure.
So you almost have to have, you either stagger your classes, but you better have a three-star back there somewhere, and you better hope your five-star doesn't get hurt. The whole thing's changed, man. This whole portal thing has certainly changed things. And the idea that we're not going to hang around anymore. So, if Chase Bryce transfers out tomorrow, he's done all he can do here and great job, and who could ever blame him? But if he hangs around, ask me in 3 years, because if he hangs around, then you go, yeah, man, by far, what an awesome job. What an awesome job recruiting him and keeping him around. Hey, my friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com want to help you out when it comes to your mortgage, or whether it be a new mortgage. Sometimes you first-time home buyers, you might be intimidated. Can we afford it? Can we not afford it? We're renting right now. What would a down payment look like? What is PMI? What are we looking at here? What does it all mean here? Don't be intimidated. Go with people that are going to sit across from the table from you, walk you through it, simplify it, pick out something best for you, get you some great rates, and make sure that everything goes right. It is our wonderful friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. There's a local branch near you, where no matter where you are right now. Plains Capital Company, one of the largest banks in the country. Their lending arm is Prime Lending. Online, it's very easy here. Mark and his team can be found at PrimeLendingSC.com.